Cowboys travel to Philly Sunday at noon to take on the Eagles and T.O. and McNabb and Westbrook. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
What you do?
Screwed my headphones. It's 5:15 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. If you're just now tuning in, this is my show. They have fired Mike and Greg and basically said, take over the show, do what you want, hire whoever you want. So I've stolen Dan away from Bad Radio and George away from the morning show.
They
welcome to my show.
Power. Hey, it's good to be working with you, Corby. Thanks
welcome
for having us on. Yeah, it's really cool.
Thanks for getting me a drive time contract.
Yeah.
So email our boss if you're pissed about Mike and Greg being fired. So.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's get to one of the funniest bits ever performed here on the station.
Stop overbilling this. Just bill it as a funny bit. We'll all listen and
let's
get each other
to,
and laugh a little bit.
Let's get to number two on tonight's Ticket Top 10.
Ooh. You made it to
I
number
think
two.
These are all predetermined, aren't they?
I think so, yeah. So this morning on, this is the White Elephant Ticket Christmas special, and this morning's grab bag group was Reiner, Craig, and Norm.
Mm-hmm.
And they got into the conversation of Christmas cards. And...
which is a good conversation.
Yeah. We may
because
steal
we got
that
to talking.
Later.
Yeah, we got to talking about it and what Christmas cards really are. But anyway, Norm had an interesting take on it.
His theory was that he doesn't send Christmas cards. He doesn't need to bother with...
Do we have audio of this? Or no?
No.
I don't think we ever bothered to actually go...
Well, we thought about it, but we got a lot of tape to play, so
all right.
We decided to move on.
God almighty.
He didn't want to bother with that, so what he does in lieu of the Christmas card is make Christmas phone calls. And just, he has a list of people that he calls, and, you know, they pick up, and it doesn't matter when it is, because most of the Christmas cards... They normally are mailed right now, like this week.
Cards are easier.
You better
right?
get them out now, or
and
you're not going to get them in time for Christmas.
A phone call could take some time.
That means you got to talk to people first off. Who wants to do that?
No.
Who wants to? If I called you, Dan, and said, "Hey, man, Merry Christmas,"
I'd think you were gay.
Right. Or you're like, "What are you
or
doing?"
Or I'd think you were rolling.
Right.
And I'm being.
But I
pranked.
Think it is a way that's kind of lazy. I mean, sending a Christmas card is a nice gesture. This is just, I think, a way to. Get out of work, basically. Make it easier just to call someone instead of writing it out.
No, I think
an envelope,
it's easier.
Going down the mailbox.
I disagree. It's easier to write a card.
Do you
really?
Think
calling is a...
No, it's awkward. No doubt about
well,
that.
Well, don't you think Norm is praying for the answering machine if he, in fact,
sure.
does this? I don't believe he actually does this.
Well, I think people do that anyway. Like, you call people that are close to you in your family on Christmas,
well, family,
don't you?
Family, yeah.
Right.
But, you know, the Christmas card, like, do you get Christmas cards? You're like, mm-hmm. who the hell is this?
Yeah.
And you have to ask your wife who this family is.
Right.
When they parade their right. kids in Santa hats all
well,
across
the Well, let's save this
okay.
because that's our...
That's more gold we'll
all
get
right.
to later.
All right. So, anyway, so Norm calls up people and wishes them Merry Christmas. So, Frito, the genius producer that he is, took this idea and decided
Frito.
To take it a step further. And knowing that George was going to work today on the hard line and he was going to be the producer, he thought, well, George does a great Norm. Why not have Norm call some of his sports buddies and wish them Merry Christmas?
And just try to make it as uncomfortable as possible.
Right.
And we had a good one on tape. We called Jean-Jacques Taylor of the Morning News, who appears on Norm's show every week. And that was the idea that we'd either call him or Goose or someone who comes on his show every week. And then just start out by explaining the whole Christmas call concept and then just be more and more uncomfortable as the call went on. Well, we had a great one with Jean-Jacques, and I started off that call with the whole Henson-Romo thing. And then I told him, but that's not really the only reason I called. I just want to say thanks, pal. And I explained the whole Christmas call thing.
And how did he react?
Thanks, Norm. Appreciate that. I don't know about this Henson thing.
So he
turned
it
back to football. Yeah, he turned it back to football.
He was real uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. And Frito was just, we did this in a production room, and Frito was hunched over laughing and stuff, and I was having a hard time. I could have made it a lot more uncomfortable, but I'm bad at that. I can't keep hitting people when they're...
Right.
I just can't do it.
It's too tense.
And I can't do it, and I just... And I peeled back and said, hey, Jean-Jacques, it's George. And we had a good laugh about it and everything. And he dropped an F-bomb that we would have had to dump. But
Frino, the good producer, didn't get this audio.
It didn't turn out. It only got my half of the conversation.
Mm. Not nearly as funny.
Well, no. The Norm, luckily the Norm Rolodex is long.
Now, Jacques did call me back.
What'd he say?
And he told me that he kind of got a clue when you mentioned that you feel like you adopted a black kid.
Well, because he said that to me. He said, hey, man, I feel adopted. And I said, hey, adopted a black man. And we both had uncomfortable laughter after that.
And then he also said...
It's the greatest prank call you'll never hear.
He said one of the reasons that he was buying into it was because it's something that he could see Norm doing.
Yeah.
So then we went through Norm's Rolodex, which is basically Frito's Rolodex, and we said, all right, let's try someone who's with the team. Let's try Donnie Nelson. He talks to Little Whistle. He talks to Big Whistle, but I thought, man, I wanted something that would end well, and I think Donnie could roll with it. I don't know if Big Whistle would roll with it well.
No.
So we called Donnie Nelson. Unfortunately, he wasn't in. Now, at the time I'm taping this, I'm drinking a Diet Coke. And as I'm about to talk to his secretary, I've got major gas building up in my esophagus. So I knew I was just going to have to, and I tried to get this burp out before the secretary answered again. We had an all-out audio disaster.
Christy!
Norm, this is me practicing here.
Hey.
As we're calling the Mavericks office.
Here with Frito. I've got some gas.
Dallas Mavericks.
Is Christy in, please?
Just a second.
All right.
Dallas Mavericks, can you hold?
Yes. Is that her?
Yeah.
Hello?
Christy?
Yes.
I'm sorry. This is Norm Hitchkiss. I'm sorry you had to hear that.
That's okay.
I'm very sorry. Is Donnie in, please?
1 second.
And he wasn't there.
So that. But gosh, I got
sorry.
To laughing. And if Donnie would have picked up, then I couldn't have done it because I was laughing so hard about that thing.
Like she picked up right when you were letting it out.
Oh, yeah. Right. Dallas
so
Mavericks.
Sorry.
Oh, so sorry. All right, so then we decided.
At least you laid it on Norm.
Yeah, it's totally on Norm.
She doesn't think you did.
So I called Christy back to make sure that it's okay with her to play that on the air. And I said, hey, Christy, it's Frito with Norm's show. And Norm just called you, and she said, yeah, he just did. I said, well, it wasn't really Norm.
Is Norm okay?
Why did he do that?
I was wondering what was going on there.
All right, so then we decided to go back to the media route, and we called Jerry Fraley of the Dallas Morning News. Great reporter, but real straight-laced guy. And if there's anyone who would...
He's bitter.
Yeah, if there's anyone who would feel really creeped out, he's kind of a macho guy.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone who would feel creeped out by a Christmas call, it would be Jerry Fraley. And listen how creeped out he is when Norm gives him a Christmas call.
Christmas call.
Still burping. I can't help it.
Rails.
What are you doing?
Hello?
Rails.
Yeah.
It's Norm.
Hey.
How are you, my friend?
All right, what's going on?
Covering enough football lately?
No.
Nothing like covering the NFL, is there?
No.
Hey, listen, pal, just making some calls. I don't know if you heard, I did the morning show this morning. A couple of the
right.
other guys.
Yes.
And we start talking about Christmas cards, and I'm not one of those who sends Christmas cards. I do calls, and they thought it was a funny idea, but it just reminded me that I haven't made my yearly calls, and just wanted to call and tell you I appreciate you.
Oh, thanks.
Appreciate the work you do, and appreciate you when you come on the show.
Oh,
pal.
That's kind of you. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Really do.
Yeah,
really do.
Oh, that's nice. I appreciate it.
And you know, I've always enjoyed your work, and I really enjoy your insight when you come on the show.
Oh, well, thanks.
And I know you're busy, and you don't always have a lot of time, but
no, I'm just chasing my kids around the house.
I know that. I know that takes up a lot of time.
I kill on a penalty 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just I know it sounds weird. It's probably a weird thing, but I just I don't send cards.
No.
Can't afford the postage. But no, I just do calls. No. And you're on my list, and just wanted to say appreciate you, pal.
Oh, well, thanks. Appreciate it. That's really cool. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
And know that you've also been pranked because it's really George Dunham.
That's what I figured.
I'm sorry. We got John Jock, too.
I was trying to be polite.
You were very polite.
Well, what am I going to say?
I don't know. Tell him to screw off or something.
How could it prank if nobody else knows, though?
What's that?
How could it prank knows?
Well, we're recording it.
Oh!
No, you did good. You sounded like a cool guy that just appreciated it.
I'm polite.
You're a good dude, Jerry.
That's the way I am.
That shows people that you're a good dude.
Except I hate the NFL.
I know. See, did that tip you off that I was bagging on the NFL?
Yeah, I figured something was up. The voice was too high-pitched.
All right, well, thanks for playing along.
Okay, you can,
So there's Jerry Fraley. And that's the thing is, it's like John Jock when he talked to Frito later. Oh, yeah, I thought something was up. But okay, if you see, then say something.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know for sure. They may think that.
Right.
But it's too close to call. What if it was Norm?
Right.
You know?
There's a chance that it may be, so you have to kind of play along.
Man, the funniest things I've ever heard of you doing are you... It was 6-7 years ago, I guess, when you did the Dale...
The Dale thing, trying to stay in his hotel room.
Because, see, you pushed that. You didn't push Fraley then.
No, I didn't push.
You pushed Dale. You were asking him uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that, Corby?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Who else did you do?
Genius. He did...
We used to do a bunch of...
Well, you did Dale
calls.
A couple times.
You did the Cowboys PR department once. Remember
As
that?
As Norm?
As Norm.
Yeah, you're trying to get
something.
Stats because they were playing Carolina, and Carolina was an expansion team that's third-string quarterback was a former Southwest Conference quarterback facing the Cowboys.
And I wanted to know how many times that had happened before. Because they just that number for me. I'm like, well, I guess. I don't know if we really want to do that.
God.
All right, so look out for the Norm Christmas call. You just may get that. Not from me, but from Norm.
It might be from you.
Maybe
it might be from Norm, so you got to be polite to him.
Maybe we ought to switch to that. Does Norm have a great idea here, doing the call instead of the card?
No.
I'm going to call all you guys on Christmas.
No, you're not.
Tell you how much I appreciate
it. Oh, he
you.
Calls them on Christmas Day?
I don't
Day,
know
or?
If it's Christmas Day or just leading up to
See,
it.
See, that's
what?
What's weird. It's December 15th, and you're getting a Christmas call.
10 days out.
He calls them during breaks in the show.
And it's not Merry Christmas. It's I appreciate you.
The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnuolo is next.
Nine. I'm an out.